You sure you're locked up, Wilbur?
Yes, Fred, I took care of everything.
Did you put the piano in front of the door?
Oh, Fred, will you please stop worrying? The police said they would give you full protection.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Now stop worrying and put out the light. I'll bet that old mangler is 200 miles from here.
Yeah, sure, you're right. And it'd be too dangerous to hang around. Good night, sweetheart.
Good night, Fred.
About coming home from work on Thursdays, Barney?
The smiling faces of your family when you open the door?
Well, sure, but I was thinking of brontosaurus stew.
Brontosaurus stew?
Yeah, Wilma always has it for dinner on Thursday.
You and your stomach, Fred, that's all you think about.
Oh, no, it ain't. Sometimes I think about,
dessert.
Dessert. Don't cut it out, Barney.
Well, thanks for the lift, Fred. My turn to drive tomorrow.
Right, pal.
Oops. Almost forgot my package.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's in there, Barney?
A little something for Bam Bam. A present.
Present? Is it his birthday?
Nope.
Let me see, if it isn't his birthday and it ain't Christmas, what's the occasion?
Well, I don't need any special occasion to bring presents home.
You don't?
No, little Bam Bam likes surprises, so I like to surprise him with a surprise once in a while. Well, see you later, Fred.
Surprise him with a surprise? No, brother, this I gotta see.
Heidi, heidi, ho, ho, everybody! Guess who's home? Thanks, Betty. And guess who this little package is for?
Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah, that's right. It's for my little boy. You're welcome. Did you hear what he said?
Ah, what a cook. Barney, we're getting the same welcome even if he didn't bring any present home. Besides, you can spoil a kid that way. Heidi, heidi, ho, ho, everybody! Guess who's home? Wilma? Pebbles? Hey, maybe I should have brought some presents home, too.
Come in. I was giving Pebbles her bath. Look who's home, Pebbles.
Mama! Mama!
Hi, little Pebbly Poo.
Dinner'll be ready in a minute, dear.
Take your time, honey. I just want to sit here and enjoy your smiling faces. Ah, Wilma, that was the best brontosaurus stew you ever made.
Well, thank you, dear. Excuse me while I start the dishes.
Sure, honey, sure.
Are you finished dinner yet, Fred?
Barney, old pal, come on in.
Well, Bam Bam insisted I bring him over so he can show Pebbles his new toy.
Hi, Baba.
That is the Rubble Express making its run. What's that, Barney?
This? Oh, it came this morning. It's a summons for jury duty.
Jury duty? Oh, don't worry, you can get out of that.
I don't want to get out of it. It's my civic duty to serve on a jury when called.
Civic duty? Name me one thing a civic ever did for you.
Well, Gee, I don't know, Fred. But I still got a report tomorrow morning at 8.
8 o'clock? Boy, that's adding insult to injury.
Oh, Fred, I almost forgot. You received a letter this morning.
Oh, it's from the county clerk's office. Now, what would they be writing to me for?
I think you're about to be injured and insulted, Fred.
Well?
Jury duty. 8 a.m.
Welcome to the club, Fred. Shall I drive, or do you wish to do the honors?
All right, laugh. But they ain't getting me to serve on no jury. I'm a taxpayer, and I know my rights. I'll call my lawyer. No, my head.
I don't see how you can get out of it, Fred. I understand the only way they'll excuse you is if you're sick or mentally incompetent.
Exactly, Barney, and that's my way out.
Yeah? Which excuse you gonna use?
Oh, I'm gonna plead. Don't cut it out, wise guy. When I get through telling the judge how sick I am, he'll send me home in an ambulance.
So, it's a living.
Well, let's go, Fred. The lights have changed. Boy, they certainly got a lot of prospective jurors here.
Exactly. That's why they don't need me.
Flintstone? Fred Flintstone.
That's me.
Over here, Flintstone. The judge has some questions.
I'll be out of here in a minute, Bond. Watch this. Good morning, Judge. I hope you're feeling better than me. I've been feeling awful lately. I think maybe I got a sore throat. Look.
You got a big mouth. Take 2 headache pills and sit over there in the jury box.
You got a big mouth. Take 2 headache pills.
Well, at least they made me foreman of the jury.
The court will come to order. Will the prisoner Elroy Quartzstone, alias the Mangler, stand?
That's me, Your Honor.
You are charged with simple assault, aggravated assault, assault and battery, and simple battery. How do you plead?
You hide my feelings, Judge. I ain't got the strength to hide a fly. I'm innocent, I tell you. Innocent! Innocent!
Wow. Did you see that, Barney?
You are also charged with operating a motor vehicle without a rear license plate while committing a robbery.
I object, Your Honor. My client had no way of knowing there was no license plate on the back of the car.
Yeah, it was a stolen car, and I was in a hurry.
Boy, this guy really looks guilty to me.
You can't tell, Barney. They may be trying a railroad.
I just can't get over it. Imagine making Fred foreman of the jury.
Yeah. No wonder they call it blind justice.
All right, all right.
I'm sorry, Fred, but I thought you said nobody could ever get you on a jury.
Well, a guy can change his mind, can he? It's an honor to serve on a jury. It's a citizen's sacred duty, a privilege granted me by the Constitution.
And it also pays him $3 a day.
You know, watching all them courtroom TV shows has made me familiar with courtroom procedure, like modus operandi and corpus delicatessen and legal stuff like that there.
Hey, Fred, what do you mean by corpus delicatessen?
Oh, Barney, I'm surprised at you. You know we're not supposed to discuss this case outside of court.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I gotta watch that. Well, come on, Benny. Time to go home. Gotta be up bright and shiny tomorrow. The defense is gonna present its case.
You've heard the prosecution tell a lot of lies about my client. Now it's my turn. I would like to call a character witness, the defendant's mother, Mrs. Quartzstone.
What a sweet little old mother the Mangler's got, huh, Bonnie?
Yeah. How could she ever get mixed up with a son like that?
Hiya, Sonny.
Hiya, Ma. How's Papa?
Oh, fine, just fine. He'll be out in 2 years.
2 years?
Now, Mrs. Quartzstone, tell us about your son.
Well, Mangler never did get much schooling. He had to quit in the 4th grade.
Oh, why was that?
He was drafted in the army.
I see.
Mangler was always a good boy. Whenever I needed money, he'd find himself a job here and a job there.
He took odd jobs?
No, he pulled them.
In other words, Mrs. Quartzstone, Mangler was your sole means of support.
Oh, mercy no. What with my unemployment check and what I pick up here and there, I manage rather well.
I object.
You object? What are you objecting about?
I object on the grounds that the witness isn't speaking loud enough. I can't hear her.
If the witness will please speak louder.
Now, Mrs. Quartzstone, about the night in question.
Yes. Well, it was very hot, and I sent Sonny to the drugstore for a gooseberry ice. Or was it a Rocky Roadsicle? No, it was a gooseberry ice.
Hey, Your Honor, may I ask a question?
What is it?
I would like to know how far it is from here to that drugstore.
Why, what's that got to do with this case?
Well, nothing, but all this talk about gooseberry ices and Rocky Road singles is making me hungry.
Oh, brother.
Now, finally, ladies and gentlemen, I want to ask you to look at my client. Does he look like a stick-up man to you? Look at those eyes. Look at that face. Is that the face of a stick-up man? Your Honor, the defense rests.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you have heard all the evidence. Now it is your duty to weigh it and render your verdict.
What can they be doing in there? They've been locked up in that jury room for 5 hours.
I'd sure like to know what's going on in there.
So would I. I heard a rumor that the jury stands 11 to 1 for conviction. I wonder who the holdout is.
Look, Flintstone, for the 10th time, the police caught him at the busted window, loading the jewelry in a stolen car. It took 12 cops to haul him to jail. Can't you get it through your thick skull that guy is guilty?
Hey, that's no way to talk to the foreman of the jury. Let me talk to him. He's my friend. Now, look, Fred, can't you get it through your thick skull the guy is guilty?
Well, maybe he found the jewelry and broke the window to put it back.
But they even found his fingerprints on the guy's neck.
Sure, but that don't prove nothing. I mean, he could have been helping the guy tie his tie.
Oh, brother, can I give up?
Okay, if you're all so convinced he's guilty, I'll go along with you.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, have you reached a verdict?
Yes, we have, Your Honor.
What is your verdict?
We find the defendant guilty.
Guilty? Flintstone, I'll get you for this if it takes the rest of my life. I'll get you! Do you hear me? I'll get you!
Boy, oh boy, I can still hear those words ringing out. I'm going to get you, Flintstone, if it takes me the rest of my life. I'm going to get you!
Will you cut that out? I heard what he said.
Well, forget it, pal. The Mangler's safe in jail now, thanks to you.
Well, what do you mean, thanks to me?
Well, you were the foreman of the jury that convicted him.
That's right.
Well, stop worrying, Fred. He can't get near you for 20 years.
Yeah. Hey, by that time, you'll forget all about it. Besides, I ain't afraid of that big ape. Why, I had a good mind to clobber him right there in the courtroom.
Oh, Mr. Flintstone! Here's your paper!
Relax, Fred. It's only Arnold, the paper boy.
Yeah. I'll wait here till he throws it.
Why?
Because if I'm anywhere around when he does, I always get clobbered with it.
I'll get it, Fred.
Thanks, Bond, but be careful you don't get clobbered.
Okay, Arnold, let's have it.
Here you are, Mr. Rubble.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, Fred, I guess I missed. Hey, Fred, remember about a minute ago I told you to stop worrying about the Mangler?
Yeah?
Well, you can start now. He just escaped. Mangler breaks loose on way to jail. When last seen, he was heading in general direction of... Hey, Fred, Where are you going? To call the police. Lock the doors, Wilma. Barney, check the windows. And yikes! Help, Barney! Do something!
Gee, I'm sorry about Bam Bam's choo-choo, Fred. You all right?
Yeah, sure. I'm just fine.
You sure you're locked up, Wilma?
Yes, Fred. I took care of everything.
Did you put the piano in front of the door?
Oh, Fred, will you please stop worrying? The police said they would give you full protection.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I better call them and remind them.
This is a recording. The number you are trying to reach has been disconnected.
Oh, boy.
Now stop worrying, Fred, and put out the light. I'll bet that old mangler is 200 miles from here.
Yeah, sure, you're right. And it'd be too dangerous to hang around. Good night, sweetheart.
Good night, Fred.
Good morning, Barney. What are you doing?
Hi, Fred. I finally decided to paint the roof. How'd you sleep last night?
Terrible. I kept thinking I saw shadows by the window, and I just heard over the radio that the mangler's still in large.
It figures. He's going to do everything he can to keep from getting caught till he's settled with you.
Will you cut that out? I can't take much more of this.
But that figures, too. So I thought of a good idea. Why don't you borrow my cabin up at Echo Rock Lake? The mangler would never find you there.
Hey, that's a great idea, yeah. I'll take Wilma and Pebbles, and well, why don't you come along too, Barney, with your family?
Well, we could make it a sort of a combination camp out and hideout.
Come on, Barn, we'll tell the girls to start packing.
Hi, girls. Having a good time?
Wonderful. It's so calm and peaceful up here.
If only Fred could relax and enjoy it. He's still worried about the mangler.
Why don't you go and find him and cheer him up, dear?
Sure, anything for a pal. But he's got nothing to worry about. Nobody in the world knows he's up here. Are you kids still playing with your choo-choo? Well, just keep it away from Uncle Fred's feet.
Uncle Fred!
Father! Hey, Fred, where are you, pal? Hey, Fred Flintstone!
Will you cut that out? What are you trying to do? Tell everybody in the world we're up here?
Oh, take it easy, Fred. There's nobody up here but us.
I'm sorry, Barn. Let's take a little walk, huh? Maybe I can relax.
Yeah, it's a good idea, Fred. Nothing like a nice long walk to take your mind off your problems.
Yeah, I'm just jittery. I know I'm safe up here.
Fred, will you stop a minute?
Sure, Bob. What's up?
How come I'm only throwing one shadow and you're throwing two?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm bigger than you.
Go like this, Fred.
Like doing exercises, huh?
Yeah. Only one of your shadows ain't exercising.
The mangler!
Oh, boy, what a couple of ding-a-lings. Chief, this is Detective Shale. I'm maintaining a surveillance on a subject.
What? I thought you were keeping an eye on Flintstone.
That's what I'm doing, Chief. That's police talk.
Now cut out the police double talk and stick close to Flintstone.
We just got word that the mangler is headed this way.
I shall make the subject cognizant of that fact. This is Chicken 2
signing off to Mother Hen. Over and out. Roger. Roger.
Oh, boy. That Detective Shale and his police talk.
And here's the latest news about the mangler. According to police, the mangler was last seen heading for Echo Rock Lake. Residents in that area are warned to keep their doors locked and report any suspicious persons.
You see, Barney, that was the mangler. Hey, where did everybody go?
Here I am, Fred. And I don't mind telling you I'm scared.
Me too.
I was just checking to see if the fire was lit, Fred.
All right, everybody. I don't blame you for hiding. But I'm not going to hide anymore. No, sir. That mangler's going to find that there's one good fight left in Fred Flintstone. Let him come. I'm ready for him.
And I'll stand right beside you, dear.
I'm with you, pal, all the way.
I better let Flintstone know that Detective Shale is on a job.
It's the mangler. He's here.
Hey, Flintstone, open up, will you?
Come in, please.
Mr. Flintstone, I...
Quick, Barney, bring a rope!
Throw a tablecloth over him, Fred, in case he wakes up.
Good idea. Hurry with that rope.
Yeah, I'm hurrying. There, that'll hold him.
Oh, Fred, you were wonderful.
Thanks, Wilma. Now, you get to a phone, Barney, and call the police while I lock this mug in the closet.
Right, Fred. I'll buzz the fuzz from the general store.
Honestly, Fred, I'm real proud of you. I've never seen a braver man.
It was nothing, Wilma, no more than any hero would do to protect his family.
Dada, Dada, choo-choo,
whee! See that? Pebbles is proud of you, too.
Yeah, she wants me to have the choo-choo.
Who's that?
It must be Barney back with the cops. Come in. The door's not locked. Oh, no! It's the mangler!
Flintstone, I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna mangle you to little pieces. I'm gonna... Whoops! Hey! What kind of trick is this?
Good work, Flintstone. The mangler won't be bothering you anymore. And where were you, Detective Shale? I thought you were supposed to be maintaining a surveillance on the subject.
Well, I...
Never mind. Hey, officer, take the prisoner into custody and see that he's incarcerated.
Huh? What does that mean?
It means lock him up.
Oh, well, let's go, mangler.
Now see what you've done, Shale. You've got me talking police talk.
Congratulations, Fred. I wish I could have been here to see you take care of that mangler. How'd you do it anyway?
Well, it was like this. I see him standing there in the door, so I walk up to him, and very deliberately I look him in the eye, and I says, "All right, mangler, this is it! Help! Somebody!
Bam Bam, you shouldn't leave your toys around where somebody can step on them.
That's all right, Barney. As far as I'm concerned, little Bam Bam can leave his toys anywhere he wants to.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. They're the modern Stoney family.